going back a little bit, October 20th, 1937. That's her prayer. Oh my God, let everything that is in me praise you, my Lord and my Creator. And with every bit of my heart, I want to praise your unfathomable mercy. I want to tell souls of your goodness and encourage them to trust in your mercy. That is my mission, which you yourself have entrusted to me, O Lord, in this life and in the life to come. So we ask your protection every Sunday morning, that we can have the true spirit of understanding divine mercy. We are beginning an 8-day retreat today. Jesus, my master, helped me to make these holy retreat exercises with the greatest fervor possible. May your spirit guide me, O Lord, into the most profound depths of knowledge of yourself and of my own self as well. So now we need to know God and know ourselves. You know, this is the meaning of the retreat, to know our own self. For I shall love you only as much as I shall come to know you. And I shall despise myself only as much as I shall come to know my misery. I know, God, that you will not refuse me your help. I decide to come out of this retreat a saint. We are all called to be a saint. Even though human eyes would not notice this, not even those of the superiors, I abandon myself entirely to the action of your grace. Let your will be accomplished entirely in me. So to be a saint, that's a secret desire. Nobody knows, only God knows. First day, Jesus says, my daughter, this retreat will be uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet. Close to a merciful heart, you will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on my holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. No sacrifices can be compared to this. Throughout all the exercise, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose of your whole life as I see fit. You don't have to make way to change yourself. God will change you. Just to let God work. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak a single word which will trouble you. Everything you take in, it's from me. Jesus promised. My Jesus, I've already made 2 meditations and recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I'm experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the witness of my conscience, that to say that I'm always doing your will, O Lord. In a meditation on the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the more perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures taken together cannot take the place for me of my Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Or we say, always put God in the first place. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweetheart of my God. I am in the wilderness with my beloved. So we are in the wilderness, but Jesus is always accompanying us. Though you are far from home, but still Jesus is close to you, always. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with him. You can speak to Jesus in the Philippines, Mindanao, in Hong Kong, in Kowloon, in the peak. Everywhere you go, you can speak to the Lord. Jesus, you yourself have designed to lay the foundations of my sanctity, as my cooperation has not amounted to much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of created things, because my heart is of itself so weak. Possessions are less things, but many times our security comes from your jewels, your gold, your bank check. This is our security, you know. And this is why I have asked you, O my master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but to cut away always whatever might hold me back from the path of love. So when we keep things, then we lose the spirit of love. Material goods, Jesus says, very true, you know, one cannot serve masters, either money or God. I did not understand you, Lord, in times of sorrow, when you were effecting your work in my soul. But today I understand you and rejoice in my freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has sent to it that my has seen to it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I have come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me. And therefore, my gratitude to my God knows no bounds. Second day, I was meditating on the sins of the angels and the immediate punishment. I asked Jesus why the angels had been punished as soon as they had sinned. Men, not immediately, but angels, yes. Jesus answered, I heard a voice. Because of the profound knowledge of God, no person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. So the more knowledge of God you have, then you cannot tell yourself the other people do the same. They don't know much about God. So for them, they do same things against anything. To a certain extent, they are excused. They don't know. But since we know, and we cannot take advantage, I don't know, as if I don't know. The more we know about God, like the angels, the punishment will be strong. So it's a responsibility. But don't be afraid, eh? You might tell yourself, so I'm better don't listen. Less knowledge. less punishment. It's not this way. We're invited to into depth the knowledge of God, you know, that his life. Nevertheless, to me, who am so miserable, you have sung your mercy, O God, and this time and time again, you carry me in the bosom of your mercy and forgive me every time that I ask for forgiveness with a contrite heart. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to the rays that his love but you felt a complete transformation to me. So this is an experience. It's not always. No? Sometimes you experience all the darkness. You know, you don't know where is God. And now she's so clear. The clean blue sky, so beautiful. This is God-given grace. I want to come out of this retreat a saint. And this, in spite of everything, that is to say, in spite of my wretchedness, I want to become a saint. And I trust that God's mercy can make a saint even out of such misery as I am, because I am utterly in goodwill. So she said, you know, I'm miserable, but I have to decide. Stress. In such misery as I am, because I am utterly in goodwill, in spite of my defects, I want to go on fighting like a holy soul and to comport myself like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul who is holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul, with my eyes fixed on you. Jesus, stretched out on the cross as the model of my actions. I used to look around me for examples and found nothing would suffice. And I noticed that my state of holiness seems to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you. In the past, you look for examples. Not many examples that you can follow, but then you have to make resolution. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Christ, who are for me the best of guides. I am confident that you will bless my efforts. Complete dependent. In the meditation on sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. Sin is kind of ingratitude. I feel within my soul a great aversion of even the smallest sin. However, the eternal truth I have been meditating on do not bring even a shadow of disturbance or unrest into my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, my contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transports of the heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving the Eucharist causes no feeling, but brings me to a depth of union where my love and God's love are fused together as one. So when we receive the Holy Communion, we are fused into Him. Or in a certain sense, can't see any difference. Seeing Christ or seeing us, because we dress in Christ. Try to live like Christ. Anything, Father. Father, in your hand. Father, always the relationship. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing and I redoubled my prayers. So, to live a religious life, we have to struggle. Not always easy. There are always temptations, always fatigue, and always human things could create all these difficulties. In this profound silence, I'm better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my misery and the vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. Is all this not given? It's not because of your merit. It's all given. Free to just cooperate, to just be humble, just believe. We need to believe and trust God. And also, you have to have a great desire to become a saint, not just a mediocre. No. God wants us perfect, as perfect as God the Father is perfect. It's not. It's extremely difficult, but this is our task. May your image be reflected in it, O Lord, O my God, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in the heart of a creature. So we ask that the image of Christ, the image of the divine mercy, the divinity in us, the Blessed Trinity in us, reflecting. We are made in His image, in the Blessed Trinity. So whatever you do, we reflect, should reflect better and better and better. Let your divinity radiate through me, O you who dwell in my soul. Unbelievable. God dwells in us. Many times you see God is there, in the sky, beautiful trees, flowers, and they reflect the beauty of God, right? When you walk on the path of the lake, in the nature, oh, how nice, God is so embracing. But we seldom thought that God is inside. We are the garden, cultivated by Heavenly Mother. So, as I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament, and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation, I felt a torrent of graces gushed into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. So when you come to adore the Blessed Sacrament, these five wounds, you are aware of this? We haven't thought about this, but the five wounds, eh? As I write these words, I hear the cry of Satan. She's writing everything. She's writing everything. And because of this, we are losing so much. Satan, angry with Faustina. Whatever she writes, helping us to be closer to the Lord. Satan doesn't like. Therefore, ever lost this sight. And they don't want human being to have this sight also. Do not write about the goodness of God. He is just. And howling with fury, he vanished. So it's attacking her. Even if she writes, evil spirit is there by her side. But keep strong with Jesus. Cannot be avoided. So I have to be careful. O merciful God, you do not despise us, but lavish your graces on us continuously. You make us fit to enter your kingdom, and in your goodness, you grant that human beings may fill the places vacated by the ungrateful angels. We take the place of the angels, the fallen soul, the fallen angels. So the Satan doesn't want us to take their place. They want to share their destiny forever in black, in darkness, forever. But we don't see that. We some see beautiful things, earthly things, instead of the five wounds. I think we better look at the five wounds of Jesus. Petition. O God of good mercy, you turn your secret grace away from the rebellious angels and turn it upon contrite men. Praise and glory be to your unfathomable mercy. O God, who do not despise the lowly heart. My Jesus, despite these graces which you sent upon me, I feel that my nature, ennobled thought it be, is not completely stilled. And so I keep a constant watch. I must struggle with many faults, knowing well that it is not the struggle which debases me, but cowardice and failure. When one's health is poor, there is much one has to bear. For when one is ill, but not in bed, one is not considered to be ill. For many reasons, therefore, there are constant occasions of sacrifices, and sometimes big ones. I understand now that only in eternity will many things be revealed. But I also understand that if God demands a sacrifice, he does not withhold his grace, but gives it to the soul in abundance. So I think that's her experience. When she lay on bed, so people said, okay, you can rest. But when she got up and do something, and then they point to you, why don't you do this? And do. She's so weak. And she can understand, you know, what people mean to her. My Jesus, let my sacrifice burn before your throne in all silence, but with the full force of love, as I beg you to have mercy on souls. Third day, in a meditation on death, I prepared myself as if for the real death. I examined my conscience and searched all my affairs at the approach of death. And thanks be to grace, my affairs were directed towards that ultimate goal. These filled my heart with great gratitude to God, and I resolved to serve my God even more faithfully in the future. One thing alone is necessary to put my old self to death and begin a new life. The word of St. Paul, let us put out the old self and put on a new self, the body of Christ. In the morning, I prepare to receive Holy Communion as if it were to be the last in my life. And after Holy Communion, I brought before my imagination my actual death. And I said the prayer for the dying, and then that they performed this for my own soul. My body was lowered into the grave. And I said to my soul, see what has become of your body, a heap of dirt teeming with vermin. That is your inheritance, the body lying in the tomb, become the food of the worm. O merciful God, who still allowed me to live, give me strength that I may live a new life, the night of the life of the spirit, over which death has no dominion. And with that, my heart was renewed and it began a new life while still here on earth. a knife of love of God. Nevertheless, I do not forget that I am weakness itself. Though I do not doubt even for a moment that I will obtain the help of your grace, O God. So we are nothing, but we are sure God is all. Fourth day, O Jesus, I have been feeling extraordinarily well, close to your heart. During the retreat, nothing disturbed the depths of my peace. If one eye I gaze on the abyss of my misery, and with other on the abyss of your mercy. So we have to recognize the mercy of God, but also we have to see your own misery. Don't be so proud. Be humble. During Holy Mass, which was celebrated by Father Andres, I saw the infant Jesus, who, with hands outstretched toward us, was sitting in the chalice being used at the Holy Mass. After gazing at me penetratingly, he spoke these words, Jesus, as you see me in this chalice, so I dwell in your heart. So in the Blessed Sacrament, when we pray the Mass, you know, chalice containing Jesus there, that's the way we contain Jesus. We are the chalice, or in other words, we are the tabernacle. We are the chalice, better a symbol than a tabernacle. Tabernacle is still outward, no? But the chalice is still close to Holy Confession. After giving an amount of my conscience, I was given the permissions I asked for to wear the bracelet for half an hour every day during Holy Mass, and in times of difficulty, to wear the belt for 2 hours. Father said, Sister, preserve in this great faithfulness to the Lord Jesus. Oh, sorry. Sister, persevere in this great faithfulness to the Lord Jesus. She's wearing the bracelet just to keep uncomfortable, or the belt uncomfortable, just to do some sacrifice to remind us we are human beings. Fifth day, when I entered the chapel this morning, I learned that Mother Superior had some trouble on my account. This hurt me very much. After Holy Communion, I learned, I leaned my head on the most sacred heart of Jesus and said, Oh my Lord, I beg you, let all the consolation that I am experiencing through your presence in my heart be poured out into the souls of my dear Mother Superior, who has had some trouble because of me, and this involuntarily on my part. Jesus comforted me, saying that both our souls had benefited from this, but I begged the Lord to deign to spare me from being the occasion of anyone's suffering, as my heart could not bear this. You know, Jesus said, all the sufferings is beneficial. So anytime you experience something desperate, something of physical, spiritual kind of dryness or hopelessness, is the time we share his passion. But still, you are beloved son or daughter of the Lord. We are miserable. We have to always think two visions. Self is miserable. God, it's unfeasible now. Jesus comforted me, saying that both our souls has benefited from this. But I beg the Lord to deign to spare me from being the occasion of anyone's suffering, as my heart could not bear this. She suffered more because people suffer for her sake, she suffered more. So she doesn't want to be the occasion of the sorrow of the others. O white host, you preserve my soul in whiteness. I fear the day when I might forsake you. You are the bread of angels, and thus also the bread of virgins. Jesus, my most perfect model, with my eyes fixed on you, I will go through life in your footstep, adapting nature to grace, according to your most holy will, and your light, which illumines my soul, trusting completely in your help. So the other things is her resolution, what to do. 6 days of retreat. Oh my God, I'm ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of what my corrupt nature tells me. So we are all entrusted. We have all different missions entrusted by God. So you have to live what you are. You don't have to live what the others will be. You have to live yourself. We have fullness of grace. We have to always stay with the Lord. We are different. But we are particularly God's love in each one of us. Once, when I was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in a state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. Because you do not feel my sufferings, it does not follow that they must all be in a state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I use you as an instrument of their conversion. So at times you have the kind of feeling that someone has a grievous sin and should do penance for that person, so do some sacrifice. So all the times you experience, when there is peace there, it doesn't mean everybody is. Only God doesn't need her sacrifice this time. But don't take for granted that always, this is teaching her. Any suffering you can imagine is a time we can sacrifice for some people. Your friends or relatives in the Philippines also. They might need your help, not only financially, but also spiritually. And they need more spiritual help. Many times they lose the spiritual side, that's why go to the material side, right? Many times we complain why they just take advantage of our work and they don't work in the Philippines. At times we are angry with all this, but you have to work hard, the spiritual side also, praying for them. Where there is genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. Combined together, virtue and sacrifice. It's always just peace, joyful. When God asks you to practice some virtues, at the same time, you have to take your own cross. One's whole life must be a sacrifice. It's only by means of sacrifice the souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow through this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and takes its value from it. So many times we ask, why, no matter where you go, there are some people against us or not one with us. We just, why? That's not what God means. One has to obtain peace. You have to practice virtue. There is some sacrifice. And the sacrifice from your neighbor, not because you're sick, you have toothache or headache. Yeah, it's part of it. But mostly, it's from the people. They may be jealous of you. They may speak evil against you. And before you pretend to be good to you, many times we live this way and you suffer more. You know, somebody is already good to you, but before people, as if she's so good to you, but her heart is really want to corrupt you. And this is the time, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. So that our prayer be always thank you, included sacrifices, included actions from people that you don't like. Expect people that work together with you, sit beside you. Not now, eh? But I mean, no matter you go, there are some people against. Not. That's why Jesus praying, Father, that all may be one. We are not one. We are self. Not one in the Lord. If we have the heart of the Jesus, we will experience the paradise on earth. And Jesus is creating paradise on earth, that wishing that each one, each our soul is like him, like his, like Jesus. I think Jesus' whole life is suffering. Do you think so? From his birth until on the cross. You can imagine, Jesus no time to rest. And any time when he speaks, there are all people, why? Where is your authority from? Where do you come from? What do you mean with this? Attacking him. As a human person, you have no peace. Whatever you say, people is still, why you do this? Even also when you do your best and still your boss may, why you don't do that? Why you do this way? And you did your best already. And they don't see that. They see their own way. This is sacrifice. To be joyful. God allowing. We have to believe. Whatever happening in life, God allowing. And just praise the Lord that you are working this family, that you have this group of friends. Not perfect, no perfection at all. But that's the garden that our Heavenly Mothers want to cultivate. The last word. Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand as a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the completion of my works. O Lord, you who penetrates my whole being and the most secret depths of my soul, you see that I desire you alone and long only for the fulfilling of your holy will, paying no heed to the difficulties or sufferings or humiliations or to what others might think. This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me, Jesus says. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offer you for sanctification. So God is providing these moments of our sanctity anytime, anywhere. Don't think just in the church I practice virtues. In the market is another face. Sorry. Jesus tell you, I'm here. He lives his presence like a hawker. lay a beggar. He is deaf. Don't imagine you know more than other person. Maybe she studied less than you. Wisdom doesn't come from study. Wisdom comes from Holy Spirit. Come from life. So, always open, always ready. Close the door. That's the last phrase. This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. So every one of us are invited. You have to have this kind of initiation. I want to be a saint. A saint. Not only a good woman. Not only a good worker. A saint. Her resolution. The firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to Jesus. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Opportunities. You want to be a saint. Always the chances. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offer you for sanctification. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for. So it's a consoling. Of course, we want to always this. We are so much like Jesus. At times, you lose the patience. We are angry with someone else. Jesus, don't worry. Be humble. Humility gains more graces for you. But don't just, okay, I just be as bad as I can. No. Jesus is consoling us. He knows that we fall many times. 70 times 7. Forgive people, also we fall 70 times 7. So Jesus knows us. So many times we will be disappointed with ourselves. Oh, come on. I try to be a saint. No. I can love all but except this person. I can do everything except this work. And it's ourselves. Just understand. Maybe you say, okay, I love all but not this one. You might say this, but just understand you, my child. I understand what you mean. I understand. Start again. I think it's important to start again. So, don't think that, oh, yes, already, I was already for 10 years, I did this and cannot succeed. And so, start again with the grace of the Lord and to be a saint. It's life. It's for life. It's not just one time. So we promise the Lord that we want to be a saint, like Faustina, and pray that her presence here, that her bless each one of you. That Faustina, ask her to come, embrace you, hug you, give her grace, that you follow her footstep. She suffers so much on earth. She knows that you suffer too. I cannot say that you suffer more and she suffer more. But she knows that you want to follow Jesus. She knows that you want to follow her. She's a general secretary of the Divine Mercy, right? She said not only on earth, but in the future, in the heaven. So she's ready. So where Jesus is, the saints are. We ask her to give us protection. Okay?